Hello, guys. Welcome to the Incredibly Disappointed Podcast. I'm your host, Diego Herrera, and today I have a... And today my guest is Alex Lopez. Me and Alex... well, introduce yourself, Alex. Say what's up, guys.
Well, my name is Alex Lopez. I'm 18. I live in Brownsville, Texas. I've known Diego for... since like ninth grade, not as much as any of his other friends that he's brought on this podcast, but you know, we've gotten pretty close in the past 4 years. Diego's a real G, he's a homie, and yeah.
Me and Alex, well, he said we met in ninth grade. I was new to the school where he was, because what was it? You've been at the school for like years, you know?
No, I'm not like everybody who's been there since like kindergarten. Like, nah, I've been there since like sixth grade, and then like you went there like in ninth grade.
Yeah. Me and Alex met in our Spanish class, but Alex was in the Spanish class for like Malito kids.
Okay, jeez, bro. You want to know why I was in that Spanish class?
Because you failed it.
No. But eighth grade, we had that same exact Spanish class, and we took like a placement exam. And deadass, I fell asleep on that exam. And when I woke up, I saw there was like 20 minutes left, and I BS'd my way through it, but I was also reading the questions. And when I got the exam, like, scores back, she told me that you were super close on making it to like the other Spanish class. And I'm like, well, damn, I guess that my BS helped.
Yeah.
So I got stuck because of that.
So you failed the test and you had to continue taking the exact same course or class in
pretty much. Honestly, though, I'm kind of grateful that happened to me, because if I had to like take Spanish 3, I'm thankful I did not take AP Spanish Lit in 10th grade.
Oh, yeah, dude, that class was a disaster.
Dude, like, I swear, anytime you guys are just talking about it, like, next to me, I'd just be like, bro, thank fucking God I'm not a part of that.
It was super hard. Yeah, dude, so, you know, Alex is what, you're a freshman at UTRGV. What are you majoring in, Alex?
Well, I'm majoring in computer engineering. I don't really know what I plan to do with that, but I think if I were to have anything, like, dream-related or goal-related, you're probably to, like, do some, like, engineering jobs in some of my favorite, like, technology companies. Like, it would be cool to work for Apple.
Yeah.
Or it would be cool to work for like IBM, but like I think a place I really want to work at is like AMD. They specialize in like CPUs and like graphics cards and all that stuff. So I think it'd be really, you know, I think that's something like I'm really used to, and despite like me like not knowing much still yet, I think I could hopefully make it one day. So
no, I feel like you can, like you're very like technical, dude.
Okay, like honestly, I may say I'm technical, but I'm really not as technical as like you like might think, people? like other people, like you already know, like our other friends, like
yeah.
Can I drop their names on here?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Like Jared, he knows a lot more about computers than me. I mean, he's a little stuck up about it, but you know, he knows a little bit more about me. Fuck you, Jared, if you're listening. Gavin, he is like extremely specialized in computers. Like he knows a lot. Like he can help you like find a good deal and all that stuff. Like he knows when a pre-built computer is like good, and he knows when like it's bad, and he knows how to like build one by like scratch and all that. I think like Gavin, like if you ever like need like technology, like tech related questions and advice, like just go to Gavin, honestly.
Yeah, like I remember, what was it? I believe it was freshman year. Like I'm just looking for friends, right? And I come across the Prouty twins, bro. These guys were the most technical guys you'll ever meet in your life. They'll just start talking about CPUs and all this bullshit. And I'm like, what the fuck, guys? Like, I don't know what the fuck is going on.
You know, it's funny you mentioned the Prouty twins, because it's literally just Gavin. It's not Ethan.
But like, I feel like they're both pretty technical, no? Like, they both, like, know their stuff.
No, it's literally just Gavin.
Really?
Like, Ethan is, like, far, like, beyond, like, the tech world. He doesn't really know much about it. Like, if you ask him, like, something, he would know a little bit, but he wouldn't know as much as Gavin. But yeah, no, like the both of them together, if they're synchronized in that way, it's fucking scary.
Yeah, it is, dude, because they're like synchronized to like the core. Like they'll do everything like the same, and like what the fuck? To this day, I still don't know which one's which.
Okay, I already know how to differentiate them. Like, Gavin is, like, the one who's, like, more weird, and Ethan is the one who's, like, more just calm and relaxed.
All I know is one's more, I guess you could say one's more technical, and the other one likes sports more than the other.
But I guess you could word it like that.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, computer engineering, dude, that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, just hoping if I can get it done, because honestly, like, I'm still iffy about it, but if I get it, well, I'm proud of myself.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. But, like, at the end of the day, there's nothing wrong with, what's it called? With having to change your major, right?
Yeah.
Like,
because, like, I also have a minor in music, but I told you about this earlier, but what's it called? Like, I dropped the class right now.
Yeah.
Literally just an hour ago. So I was taking, like, this class called History Rock.
Yeah.
But honestly, like, I already have, like, 13 hours in my schedule, and I just added, like, 16. And to be honest, like, that just gave me, like, more work up, like, on top of things. So I'm, like, kind of just don't want that on me. And, like, yeah, I want to do, like, something music-related in college as well. But, like, it's not music theory yet. It's not music appreciation yet. So I'm just, like,
yeah,
might as well just drop this class right now. And I'm kind of worried because I don't know what the fuck or, like, what to do if, like, you drop a class. Like, would I get the refund? Did it, like, my money even go into that? I'm, like, I'm just confused right now.
You're going to have to call, bro, because shit.
I'm going to talk to them tomorrow, honestly.
Yeah, that's good. So, yeah, dude, all this, like, fast, like, all this financial aid and dropping classes and stuff to me is still, like, new to me, you know?
No, like, yeah, I agree, dude. Like, I'm still lost. Like, well, you were supposed to get this grant, and they said we were getting it on...
Did you guys ever get it?
We're not getting it until September 27th.
That's cap. I heard that you guys were getting it, like the 27th of August or some shit like that.
No, yeah, like, we were getting it the 27th of August, but then for some reason we just never got it, and we were like, what the hell? Where's our money?
That's funny, dude. And you guys were expecting to, like, buy stuff and all of that.
Dude, you have no idea. I have this list of things I want to buy. Yeah, of things I want and, like, things I need. I was going to buy a need, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't do that because I don't have that money yet.
That's funny, dude. And, like, everything's just in your cart and on these websites?
Dude, it sucks. Like, I was so excited.
What were you even going to buy with the money?
Well, there's these, you know those Bose headphones?
Those
noise canceling ones. Yeah, I was gonna buy those three. Just dropped a new pair, and they're on pre-order right now.
That's nice. Dude, that's one thing I didn't bring to college, or, like, to my dorm. I just don't have headphones.
Dude, on God, like, when I got my iPad, like, you have no idea how happy I was to get my AirPods for free.
Yeah, that's badass. Yeah, that's the only thing I don't have. I don't have that. I don't have headphones or, like, AirPods, and I just don't have a TV. So it's like. Yeah, but it's whatever to me. Like, I just lower the volume here and there.
Yeah. If you want, I could, like, send you links and all that stuff. But, yeah, you know, can I tell them the story of what happened, like, a couple of days ago when we were just chilling on a Discord call? All
right, go ahead. Oh, dude, fuck you. Go ahead.
So since Diego's talking about not having headphones, for my fellow Discord, you know, people on this podcast right now, it was me, Diego, and some other friends, and there's these bots on Discord that just specified in playing music, and I played CM Punk's wrestling theme, Cult of Personality. Great song, by the way. Give it a listen.
It's a great song, but guys, he played the song. No. You didn't even play that one. You played the fucking Monsters Incredible. What the fuck is that movie?
Monsters Inc.
You played the Monsters Inc. song, but the, like, I forgot. I don't know what you call it.
The earrape version.
Yeah, the one where just, like, it earrapes your, like, your ears. Like, you just, and since I don't have headphones, guys, I have my computer full blast, like, volume. So, like, I'm just here, like we're just talking, we're roasting one of our friends, and out of nowhere, like, the fucking song comes out of nowhere. And I'm like, what the fuck? So I'm lowering the volume. And once again, since it's a music bot, I don't know how those work. Like, you just play.
This is my difference. I played Cult of Personality first. You kept joining and leaving the call, just wondering how to mute it. And me and Evan were just laughing our asses off because we didn't want to tell you how to mute it. And then I sent you a screenshot of saying how to mute it. And you're just like, Bro, it's not there.
Bro, my Mac doesn't, like, it doesn't let me, like, mute it. It doesn't let me mute, like, the thing. So I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, I was, like, panicking. Like, I wasn't panicking, but I was like, guys, like, shut the fuck up. Like, I don't want this. Like, I don't want this.
All I'm going to say is what drove Diego out of the call, because I kept just spamming time. Once I started playing Get Lucky by Daft Punk, he left.
Yeah, dude, I was like, dude, stop, dude. It just blasted through. Like, I'm pretty sure the person, like, my neighbor next door is like, what the fuck was going on?
Wait, how many roommates do you have?
So, like, right now, I have a single room. So, it's, like, it's badass because I don't share anything. Well, the only thing I share is a restroom, but my roommate hasn't gotten here. So, at this rate, I don't think I'm going to get a roommate. So, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm just living home, so I don't really have an opinion on roommates. I did go to someone's dorm back on Friday, and now I realize how, like, roommates work in those apartments. So, like, you're just in a single room?
Yeah, I'm in a single room, but, like, I'm in, like, a, like, on campus hall.
Oh, okay. Because, like, these are just, like, actual, like, dorms. Like, it's, like, a connected, like, hotel room, and there's, like, four rooms, and, like, there's a bathroom in each one.
Yeah, and, like, I, you went to the ones that, in Brownsville, right?
Yeah, those.
And I know those that have, like, they have, like, a living room and, like, a kitchen.
Yeah, I went in there, and it kind of made me thinking, like, should I try being in a dorm by myself? And I was like, nah. Honestly, if I got my parents here in this house, I'm perfectly fine.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, but I still can't believe you guys are just laughing about it, bro. I was like, no mames.
It was beautiful.
And I was just trying to leave. Like, I'm leaving and I'm texting you guys. Like, I'm putting in the main. And I was like, bro, like, shut that shit down.
Dude, it was beautiful. You guys don't understand. Like, we were just laughing our asses off.
Yeah, dude, it was pretty fun. It was fun. It was all right. But after, maybe, like, once you put the Get Lucky, I was like, bro, like, stop, dude. So I know that you're very into wrestling, dude.
Oh, here we go. You know, all right. I have everything you need to know about wrestling. All right. All
right, dude. I got a couple questions for you.
All right.
So first of all, like, what do you think is what is the current state of the wrestling entertainment, like, industry right now? Because, like, for example, there's obviously fan favorite WWE, and then there's this new guy in town, or, like, this new guy in the high school that comes in and is basically just stealing everything that WWE has had, which is AEW. So, like, right now, like, what do you think is the current state of wrestling? But don't try to compare the two, and just try to, like, bring one and one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, like, what do you think is the state of wrestling from WWE to, like, AEW?
I think, all right, like, it's really hard not to compare the two. All right, all I'm saying is I'm going to get, like, really geeky and shit and, like, talk about this, but yeah, this man, is something no I've thought for a while.
No problem.
It's really hard not to compare the two because, like, given how, like, WWE has been, like, the past couple of months, like, releasing a bunch of stars and shit.
Yeah.
And, like, I understand why they bought those stars, because they just, like, they kind of panicked. It was, like, back in, like, once, like, NXT, like, their wrestling brand, like, their developmental brand,
yeah,
was, like, coming up, they were trying to, like, hire all these new stars and shit, right? And in NXT, like, all those stars are great. Like, we got Aleister Black, who's, like, Malakai Black now in AEW, and he's doing great work right now.
That's a guy who has all black, no, or some shit like that? Like, well, it's in his name, but, like...
Right. Yeah, he has, like, his gear is black. He has tattoos all over his body. He's, I think he's from Austria, I think. Or, no, he's from Australia. There you go.
Oh, okay.
And, yeah, he is doing great work over there right now. And, you know, they just, like, panic bought, like, all of these, like, stars and just kept them on the roster. And, yeah, it felt cool knowing that they were there. But at the same time, they weren't being used. So, in a way, when these stars were getting released, I kind of felt happy, but at the same time, I was also really pissed because I was like, they don't deserve that. They didn't really need that. But at the same time, if they're going to be going somewhere else to show, like, what they can do, like, it kind of made me happy. But, like, at the same time, like, you know, there's no, like, you can't really take back what happened in the past. So that just made me mad. But honestly, I think WWE right now, it's kind of in shambles right now. Like, yeah, there's like
that's what I was thinking too. I feel like WWE right now is more in like in a desperate state of mind. Like we have to do this. We have to like bring these guys back because I don't know if they're losing money. They probably are.
No, dude. WWE is the most like they're making the most money they have ever been making in recent years. Like now, I'm not even fucking with you. Like. It pisses me off because they say they're releasing these stars out of budget cuts, and it's not. It's just pure BS. It's pure BS.
Yeah, because like it even made like ESPN headlines how like the WWE, or I guess you could say that who like the chairman is Vince McMahon. Like he's just cutting guys out on like left and right because of budget cuts due to the pandemic. But I'm like, you guys are like once like I guess like from like a casual's point of view. Like you think why the fuck are you guys cutting like why are you cutting these like so many wrestlers when you're like a $1 billion company? So like when like their salary doesn't really like affect I guess like I don't know like I honestly don't know like it doesn't affect like the value or like yeah or like the status of the company if you have them or you release them you know?
Yeah.
Like that's the only thing I don't understand like why did you cut so many guys and especially so many like interesting guys.
I think the one that really, like, I think it's, like, it's going to be best said for everyone, but, like, the one that really, really shocked me was Braun Strowman.
Oh, yeah, that big dude?
Yeah. Like, what's it called? Like, literally 2 weeks before he got released, he was fighting for the WWE Championship at a pay-per-view. And then he didn't show up the next Raw. And then you saw Twitter trending, seeing the name Braun Strowman, you're like, oh, okay. And I clicked on it, and it's like Braun Strowman has been released with Aleister Black and everybody else. I'm like, what?
Yeah.
Like, How the hell? Like, and I was told that he had there was like reports saying that like he had $1 million contract signed, and you know, he didn't get to finish that contract because he was terminated.
Yeah, like I don't get like that's a great example how like they used them 1 week, and then like the next week they're like, oh, we don't need you anymore. And they just cut them out of nowhere, and you're like, what the fuck? Like, and like, I feel like WWE has been like, maybe they'd be getting lawsuits or something like that. Cause like, dude, like you just like terminated my contract out of nowhere.
Nah, that's not gonna happen. Like,
you don't think they'll get any lawsuits soon?
No, cause like, literally, the way how the WWE contracts work is that they consider their like quote unquote employees as independent contractors.
No.
So okay. Yeah, they're not like they're employees of WWE, right? They're making money and all that.
Yeah.
But they don't have like how would I say this? Like they don't have creative control, they don't have like a voice, their names are trademarked, whatever they like made in the indie scene. Like WWE owns it on their part. They're
basically puppets, so that's what we're trying to say.
Yeah, they're basically puppets.
Yeah, because I there was this one interview like a while back, like maybe like 10 years ago. It was actually on the Howard Stern talk show. We had John Cena on, and they were asking how's Vince McMahon like and stuff like that. And he's like so he owns you, and he's like he technically owns the name John Cena, but he doesn't own like what I do. But
no, yeah.
Obviously John Cena is John Cena, dude. Like that guy was the face of the WWE for over a decade.
No, like. Literally, like, yeah, like, John Cena is a part of his name. Like, I think it goes John Anthony Felix Cena or something like that.
Yeah, I don't
think
so. Like that.
But something that really just happened right now is another story got released this year named Chelsea Green. Okay. That's her birth name.
Oh, okay. And
she had to fight for that name back recently, and she won the right. But that's just insane, like, how they literally could own your birth name as well. Like, they think they own your DNA.
Yeah, like they own your DNA. Like that's kind of fucked, don't you think? Like, they don't own your DNA, but like they own like your first name. And you're like, bro, like the fuck? Like my parents gave me this name. Like you can't tell me I can't use this name in other wrestling like organizations and stuff.
It's bullshit, dude. Like it's honestly like BS. But yeah. You know, back on topic. Like honestly, I think because like watching WWE has been pissing me off so much. Like I don't even watch it as much as compared as I watch it like AEW now.
Yeah.
So, but I wouldn't say like it's inherently bad because like Raw is like a garbage show, but they had a recently good show recently, like,
mm-hmm.
or like they had a good like Monday, like this past Monday.
Okay.
And SmackDown is doing great work, like Roman Reigns and all that stuff. Like, you know, he's a great character and all that. And then Brock returning and then like Becky Lynch coming back. All I'm saying is still pissed off about that Becky Lynch Bianca Belair squash, but that doesn't matter.
I know, dude. I was looking at that. It came out on Bleacher Report, and I'm like I don't watch wrestling as that much. I'm more like, I don't know, like I guess I'm a wrestling fan, like more like the business side of like, oh shit, like for example, Brock Lesnar came back, shit, like viewership is going up and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
But like once Bleacher Report put that, what was this girl's name? Becky Lynch and beat this the championship or whatever. The
champion. Miller.
Yeah, like how are you gonna like essentially squash her? Because she was champion for what, like over a year, no, or like not.
No, she won the championship from Sasha Banks at WrestleMania this year.
Oh, but like I guess you could say like a good like 3 months, 2 months, no?
Yeah. Okay, so like I funny enough, like you mentioned this right now, or like we're talking about this right now, right? I remember. Yeah. 2 years ago, 2019, WrestleMania 35, Kofi Kingston wins the WWE Championship. And, like, next day at school, right, I'm, like, chilling there at the table. It was physics class, and we were just, like, it was the three of us, me, you, and then, you know, I don't know if I'm allowed to say the name out here. But
oh, yeah, in chemistry. I mean,
physics. Yeah, in physics. And yeah. you just mentioned me out of nowhere. Hey, Kofi Kingston winning the WWE Championship, dude. And, you're like, you were all smiley. And I'm like, bro, this guy knows. Kofi Kingston's WWE champion. I'm like, honestly, when he won the title, I was super happy.
Oh, yeah, dude. I was texting like, my friends. I was like, bro, he won. Like, I was texting one of my friends. He's like, bro, he won. And this guy was like, dude, I'm fucking excited. I'm stoked that he won.
Little background, Kofi Kingston is a black wrestler, and it's very uncommon for, like, yeah. You know, black wrestlers to, like, win a championship. So, like, honestly, it was a great moment. And then October comes by. And Kofi Kingston gets squashed by Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar is one of the toughest motherfuckers in the wrestling industry.
All I'm saying is, if you don't know who Brock Lesnar is, you're missing out. He's a great guy, but this moment still pisses me off to this day. Brock Lesnar squashes him for the WWE Championship in 4 seconds, and Kofi Kingston learns to forgets how to be ambitious and honestly forgot about the WWE title. It meant like the title meant nothing to him after all. So it kind of just pisses me off, and I'm grateful. That with Becky Lynch right now and Bianca, that right as Bianca lost her title, like she still has like an urge to go for it.
Yeah.
But like it's dumb. Like why are you? All right. Another reason why I'm bringing this like Bianca right now is because like she's also like a black woman wrestler.
Yeah.
So and she just literally just got squashed by like a white woman. So all I'm saying is WWE is racist, you guys. WWE is racist. Vince McMahon is a racist son of a bitch.
Yeah, dude. Like, I still remember when Kofi Kingston won, I went crazy. And then I fucking see I think they fought, like, in Hong Kong or something like that, no?
Hong Kong? What are you talking about?
It was, like, oh, it was a Beast in the East or some shit like that.
Oh, shit. I forgot about that.
Dude. I still remember, dude. I still remember. It was, like, the Beast in the East, like, fucking...
Yeah, it was a show in Japan, in Tokyo.
Some fucking bullshit like that. And I don't know if he fucking squashes him in 4 seconds.
I think that match lasted longer than the WWE Championship match. I think that match like lasted like 5 minutes.
Yeah, but...
Honestly, I didn't even care. Like, that was just like a build-up to like a Brock Lesnar, Seth Rollins match. And then, what's it called? The part I was most excited about was Finn Balor beating Kevin Owens for the NXT Championship.
That was a good one. It was like an hour, no? It was like a...
Yeah, around there. It was a great match. I haven't gotten into AEW part on this. AEW,
what do you think about AEW and as a company? Like, you think it's actually because we always get these comparisons on social media. Oh shit! Like, AEW gets the scraps of WWE and like the, but like, do you think AEW as of right now has a bigger momentum than WWE?
I'm going to be very honest with this. I personally think right now, that AEW is much better than WWE. I'm not saying that just because, like, I'm the AEW, like, fanboy. Like, to be honest, it kind of took me a while to get into them.
Yeah.
Because, like, the wrestling is great, right? Mm-hmm. But the wrestling is, you know, too over the top for you to, like, you know, get fully invested. And I think that's the reason why, like, people nowadays, like, like wrestling nowadays, but you know, like AEW is like all about like flippy stuff and all that, and most people don't really like that style of wrestling. And honestly, I'm a fan of it but to a certain extent, and AEW is like mostly like that. But other than that, like, I think AEW is doing great things right now. They literally just brought back CM Punk. They just signed Daniel Bryan. I think he's showing up at All Out.
He's showing up this Saturday, no?
Yeah, I mean, it's actually this Sunday, actually. I was confused on the dates as well. But yeah, he's showing up this Sunday, hopefully this Sunday. And Sting is wrestling with them after he literally got, like, injured and retired with WWE, and then he went to AEW, proving that his time in WWE wasn't worth it. Yeah. It, like, honestly, like, I hate to think of AEW, like, as a stab to WWE, but that's what it's feeling like right now.
Yeah, and exactly.
I'm not saying, like, I want WWE to go out of business, because, like,
it's
It's never going to, and they're, like, they're top tier. Like, I'm pretty sure, like, if people are, like, listening right now, like, a casual, like, person doesn't know what the hell AEW is, but they know WWE. Like,
yeah.
You just know, like, AEW is, like, the better company right now. Like, there's other things, like, outside of AEW, and they're doing great things.
And here's where I stand on that. Like, AEW right now, for me, like, I'm not that much of an AEW, like, fan. Well, I don't, like, keep up that much with AEW. I just go on, like, what's on my Instagram feed, what's on my Explore feed, what's on Twitter, and stuff like that. But for me, dude, AEW right now is fucking the game up. Like, to bring back, well, like, it's because it would be technical, but, like, to bring back CM Punk, a guy who hasn't fought in 7 years, or, like, some shit like that.
Yeah, 7 years, bro, and then he went to the UFC.
Yeah, and then he went to the UFC. He lost his first match, and then the second fight was turned to a no contest because the other guy was using... was on weed or something like that, was on like some fucking drug. But to bring back that guy who had that type of momentum in the WWE, dude, who was just calling people out, doesn't give a fuck. In my opinion, at that time, he was that guy. And I hope you can fucking agree with me on that. Because, dude, he was that guy.
In CM WWE. Punk?
Yeah, dude. I feel like he was that guy.
Like, right. CM Punk, I'm willing to admit, I brought a little bit of tears because, like, Jesus Christ. Like, my mom was, like, right next to me. And it's funny because I hate that I'm talking about this right now. But my mom told me, like, why do you still watch this? I'm like, because, like, no, I know nobody else watches this. Like, I feel like a geek, like, talking about this. No, and, like, nobody will understand me. But, like, I love it so much. Like, the moments, dude. Like, there's some things that made me cry. Like, Edge's return at the Royal Rumble last year. Like, dude, I wish I wasn't there, dude.
Oh, dude, I'm getting goosebumps. Edge's return at the Royal Rumble Cup. What was it? Last year?
Yeah, it was last year. Like, I remember that moment. I wish I recorded that. Like, I screamed. I was like, holy shit. Like, I was about to, like, I was crying. And my mom was like, you're crying to this. I'm like, Ma, yes, I am. He retired like 9 years ago and he's back. Like, it's something about like wrestling that makes me like so invested and I love it. And I don't give a fuck that it's fake or like choreographed. Like,
yeah. Like, for example, when we were little kids, we didn't give a fuck. People would be telling us, oh, that shit's fake and this and that. I don't care, dude. If I want to see Rey Mysterio jump off a fucking ladder and like jump on top of like John Cena or something, I'm gonna watch that because at the time that's what brought kids and like that's what brought me and my brother like closer at the time. And like, we'd sit down Mondays and we're like, this is what we're gonna watch. Oh, we're watching Monday Night Raw. This is what we're watching. We'd watch SmackDown because at the time SmackDown was on Thursdays. No, it used to be on Thursdays sometimes.
All right. From when I started watching SmackDown, it used to be on Fridays.
Yeah.
And then they moved to Tuesdays.
Yeah, and then they...
And then moved back to Fridays.
Oh no, then it was Tuesdays, because we were like, oh, shit, we're going to watch Monday Night Raw, and then tomorrow, a Tuesday night, SmackDown, shit. Like,
yeah, that was 2016. Yeah. That was a good-ass time for WWE. Honestly, I missed that time.
Like, me and my brother, that's what brought us closer. Wrestling brought us closer, and I really, like... I'm not invested as much now, but I was like, fuck, dude, like, it's pretty cool now. Like, yeah, dude, but back to the AEW, dude. I think AEW is just crushing the game.
Honestly, dude, like, I think the reason why, like, AEW is, like, so good right now is just because of the amount of star power they have. And they know how to tag... They
know how to use their stars, that's better.
Yeah, they know how to use their stars. CM Punk, like, also said, like, in a recent promo that he's going to drop, like, retire the nickname The Voice of the Voiceless. because like AEW has a voice, and that's true. They do. They allow their stars to have creative control. They allow them to do whatever the hell they want. No scripted promos. And I think that's great. I think that's the reason why I love AEW. They know how to use tag team wrestling. They, okay, honestly, they still need to work on the women's division. Like, the women's division.
Oh, yeah, they do. Yeah.
I'm being real with that. But, you know, other than that, like, I think they're doing great things right now. I want to see more of them. And if I could see Darby Allin doing a fucking coffin drop off a ladder or, like, a fucking Titantron, I would be happy to see that. I don't want Darby Allin to die, but he's great.
So, yeah, dude. To me, but, like, obviously, right now, as, like I guess you could say, the state of wrestling, like, fuck the comparison between AEW and WWE. What do you think? Is it more business or more entertainment at this point?
I think WWE, in a way, is business right now because of all the budget cuts and all that. And they recently just rebranded NXT. And it's being produced by, like, Vince and Bruce Pritchard. So I think that's stupid. But, you know, WWE is, like, more focused on business right now, honestly. Like, yeah, they've been providing great TV pretty recently, despite after, like, shitty shows, like, this entire full calendar year. Like, not even, like, Bad Bunny doing Canadian Destroy can make me excited. Like, as much as I enjoyed that Bad Bunny match at WrestleMania, like, things haven't been good, like, at all.
I forgot that they brought Bad Bunny.
Honestly, that match was pretty good, not gonna lie. But other than that, I think AEW is more focused on, obviously, the entertainment part. If everybody's so invested by it and so happy to see, like, you know, CM Punk, Kenny Omega. Dude, honestly, like, I think AEW is a better company to watch if you're
looking for
something storyline-based, honestly. It's more watchable to me right now. I will say this, though. One complaint I have about AEW is that they have a two-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish Raw was like that, right? Monday Night Raw was a two-hour show, because I am sick and tired of the 3 hours. Like, I sleep through the third hour because, like, it's such a boring show and it's super long. So I think 2 hours of wrestling is great. But AEW, what they do is that they obviously, like, plan ahead and what they're going to do, like, the week after. But they plan way too much, and they have, like, a time limit in each match, right? And I think there should be time limits on every matches, right? But, like, a 20-minute time limit, and the match sometimes goes 5 minutes, or, like, the match just feels really, like, short, and, like, that just really bothers me, because I'm really something who's, like, into something extended. Like, if I listen to, like, a 6-minute song, that song could probably be my favorite song because of how long it is.
Like, yeah. I get you. So, like,
yeah.
Like, what's it called? The AEW matches are what's it called? They're, like, do you only have 20 minutes to have a match, or what?
Yeah, like, literally, what's it called? Today's Thursday. Yesterday, there was a match between FTR and Santana Ortiz. Yeah. I don't know if you know who they are, right? FTR, like, the Revival from, like, back in WWE. Do you
remember? Not really.
Well, you know, like, they're top stars, right? Top tag teams. And I've been waiting to see that match for a while, and I hate that it was on Dynamite, right? Because, like, they had a good match, but I think they could have had so much more if they didn't have that 20-minute time limit. Because, like, I think in pay-per-views, or I might be mistaken, I think in pay-per-views it's like a 60-minute time limit, like I think I might be mistaken.
Yeah, like there's a lot of stuff that goes on in the wrestling industry that obviously we don't see. But for me, dude, wrestling is still gonna be wrestling, dude. Like, everyone went through that phase of wrestling, and if you didn't, bro, get the fuck away from me, because, like, everyone did,
bro.
Yeah, dude. And I really like what AEW is doing. Did they, like, you could say, oh, but they're using, like, Wash Stars, and they're bringing The Big Show and Mark Henry and all this. But, bro, I don't care, dude. As long as they're having, like, I guess we say, as long as they're having fun doing what they do. Because, once again, they've done it for years.
Honestly, that's what I wanted to talk about. I think the reason why I still enjoy wrestling, it's because of, it's more of, like, a respect thing for me. Like, whatever they put their bodies through, like, I respect it. And I know it's, like, hypocritical of me to say that, because, like, I don't watch, like, any other, like, sports besides, like, combat-based. I glad, like, I'm really into boxing, like, that. Or, like, you know, like, whatever match I'm cared about, I'm, like, into boxing, right? Like, you know, I love it. I love to watch it, like, whenever at least I care about, like, who's ever fighting. Like, that Jake Paul fight, I did not give a damn about.
Yeah,
I was super pissed to see that he won again, though. Jake Paul needs to find an actual boxer. That's all I'm saying. I want to see that motherfucker get socked. Or like something UFC. Like, I'm really into like combat based stuff.
I actually like the combat sports.
Yeah, it's great. But like, other than that, like, I don't watch like football or soccer or anything. Like, I used to watch soccer as a kid. Honestly, sometimes I keep track of it because like I kind of, it's like my family's like really soccer based. I grew up with it.
Yeah.
But like, you know, I respect each and every single like performer. But like, I, because like boxing and wrestling is like, or MMA, like, it's like an extremely like dangerous sport. Like football, they might say like it's super dangerous. Like, no, like wrestling or like boxing, those are, that's a different breed. Like, you could like end your life in like a year.
And I guess you could like for example, in MMA, what's it called? Like, for example, this, I don't know if you know this UFC fighter. He retired at the top of his game, dude. 29-0. He was a champion in his weight division. Khabib. I don't know if you know Khabib.
Yeah, I know Khabib.
Dude, Khabib was a god, dude. Like, and like every interview he would, I think there was his presser that he did before one of his fights. And the guy was talking, he's like, you do, like, obviously he has like this like Dagestan accent. He's from Dagestan and he has this Russian accent. He's like, brother, you do this for money. I do this for legacy. And I was thinking about it. I was like, bro, if this motherfucker says fuck the money, I just want to fight and do this so I could be in the record books and do this for legacy, then that's a bad motherfucker. In any sport, in like, for example, like in basketball, if a guy says, I don't care if I'm an all-star or if I make it to all NBA teams or shit like that, if I have the biggest paycheck, I don't care. As long as I could say that I'm in the NBA scoring list and the scoring leaders, then that's what I want to be. Because there's people out there in their significant sports that want to be in the record books, that want to be cemented within the greats. So yeah, dude. Like, when he said that, I was like, damn. Like, this guy said, fuck the money. I just came here to fight. And I feel like it translates to WWE as well.
Hey, a random like side question. All right.
Yeah.
You know, we have like this little inside joke about this little Russian homeboy, Hasbulat.
Oh, dude, Hasbulat will fuck anyone up, dude.
Hasbulat versus Khabib, dream match. Who would win?
Hasbulat against Khabib, bro. Hasbulat will demolish. He will fucking maul Khabib, dude. Hasbulat is a bad motherfucker, guys.
Don't fuck with Hasbulat, homie.
Don't fuck with Hasbulat, dude. Hasbulat's my fucking phone page. I mean, my lock screen. That guy's a bad motherfucker. Like, when people look at my lock screen and they're like, dude, well, who the fuck is that? I'd be like, get the fuck away from me. You're disrespecting the king right now, dude, bro.
All I'm saying is, like, dude, anytime, like, I look to my camera roll, whenever I just get extremely bored to look for, like, funny photos, I see that video of Hasbulat with the gun, and he just, like, goes, like, boom, boom.
Yeah, dude, he's too funny. He's just a funny individual.
He's a baller, bro. Do not fuck with Hasbulat. Do not fuck with Hasbulat. He's becoming UFC champion in like a year.
Yeah, dude, watch. That guy's going to be fighting for the life. He's going to be fighting McGregor next year for sure.
Isn't like McGregor injured right now?
Yeah, dude, he fucking broke his leg.
Tough ass.
Yeah, dude. Well, yeah, I think like, going back to the question, wrestling now is just more business. More business for WWE, but AEW, in my opinion, is more entertainment, dude. Like, do you have fans invested in their shows and the production and stuff like that? So I just believe AEW right now is at the top.
Yeah, honestly, like, they're at, like I already said, I hate comparing the two.
Yeah, no one wants to compare two great things.
Yeah, but you know, it's kind of hard not to. Like I already said, like, WWE's been pissing me off lately. Yeah. It's kind of like, honestly, I'm gonna be real. It's kind of wanted me to push back away from watching wrestling because like it kind of just makes me uncomfortable knowing that I watch like a company that does this sort of like evil shit.
Yeah, but I get you.
At the end of the day, like, it's something I grew up with, and it's, you know, something I even thought about like doing at least once in my life. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I still like even have a dream of like main eventing WrestleMania or some shit, and like, you know, I want that, but yeah, if
that's dope.
Things keep going the way how they are, like, it just makes me like push back away. Like, do I want to become a wrestler? Like, no, like, I don't. Like, Like, you want to get to WWE. Like, that's where the big leagues is at. You want to do that main event of WrestleMania. But like,
I feel like every guy, or like every kid who's seen wrestling is like, dude, I'm a main event WrestleMania or some stuff like that. But I feel like at some point, every kid, like every boy's dream was like, shit, I'm gonna be a WWE superstar. But yeah, it's pretty cool.
If you didn't have that fantasy, like, come on, bro.
Yeah, you have to. You weren't a kid. You're playing with Barbies. Like, no.
Yeah, bro. Get your fucking numbers up, bro.
I know, bro. All right, now, dude. Between WWE and AEW, who do you think is their biggest star? And I don't want to say biggest star in, like, that brings revenue in. I want to say that biggest star that makes fans invested. So, like, between WWE and AEW.
WWE right now, no questions asked. Roman Reigns.
Okay.
AEW.
Yeah, but like, who do you think has that star power that is, oh shit, like this guy brings more eyes to AEW.
Fuck, that one's a hard one. It's not because there's too many. Like, no, honestly, like, nah. I'm gonna just bring out, like, a personal answer on this, because, like, Roman Reigns, like, that's not, like, personal at all. Like, that's just, like, facts. Like, yeah. Roman Reigns is a god. Like, he's a god tier. Like, he's a godsend right now. But in AEW, I think my two, like, favorite people, the reason why I still watch, is Eddie Kingston and Darby Allin. Now, Eddie Kingston, bro, watch a promo of his.
Like, was he the guy that was calling out WWE, like, a couple weeks ago?
After, like, an AEW show, he caught him out. Like, he was, like,
and he's like, yeah, wearing, like, raggedy-ass shorts and, like, raggedy-ass shirt, and he's just calling
out. All I'm saying is, I do not agree with those sort of promos. Like, that just creates a divide in wrestling, so I'm fucking sick of that shit. Honestly, yeah. I hate, like, the toxic wrestling fans. I don't want that. Unite them, bro. Stop doing those promos. But other than that, fucking love Eddie Kingston. Watch a promo of his once we're done with this. Dude, you believe every single word he says, bro. Honestly, he is a godsend as well. I love him. And then Darby Allin, bro. That motherfucker is one of the... He's a Jeff Hardy of AEW, all right? He does this crazy stuff. You ever seen that gif of Hulk Hogan and The Undertaker, and, like, Undertaker's, like, driving a motorcycle, and, like, Hulk Hogan's, like, tied behind from his legs, and he just goes, like, across, like, the backstage area?
Yeah.
Think, like, Darby Allin does that sort of stuff on a day-to-day basis.
That's cool. Bro,
he is a crazy homie, and, like, God, I love Darby Allin so much. He is, like, the reason. He is the reason why I still watch AEW. I wouldn't be invested in him, bro.
All right, bro, but, like, all right, I guess let's go to eras, because I know there's these things as wrestling eras. So let's start off. I know there's been a couple. Obviously, I'm pretty sure there's more. So talk to me about the golden age, the golden era. I don't know that much about the golden era.
I'm going to be real. You already talked about this, like, before we started.
Yeah.
But I don't really know too much about the golden era. Honestly, it's not something, like, that's really interested me. Other than that, like, you know, top stars like Hulk Hogan, Rowdy Roddy Piper, or Jake the Snakes, or Macho Man Randy Savage. Like, if you don't know, like, the Randy Savage. Like,
yeah.
You know, like, you can't say you really know that much wrestling, right? I'm not gatekeeping wrestling. Like, that's just facts. So, like, you got to know Randy Savage.
Yeah, Randy Savage came out in Spider-Man. Like, come on.
Bro. Yeah, that motherfucker was in Spider-Man, bro. But yeah, other than that, like, I don't really know much. Wrestling was really brief back then. I think WrestleMania 1 had, like, how many matches did it have? I think it was, like, around, like, I know it was somewhere in the double digits.
Damn.
But it was a 3-hour show. Oh, and it was, so, like, that didn't really give the wrestlers enough time. And, like, I mean, back then, that's when, like, wrestling was, like, a mainstream compared to today. So, you know, it was great business for them. But other than that, I don't really know much. But I do want to talk about a funny story I have from, like, the golden era. Right, so, I already talked about... Did I mention Jake the Snake Roberts?
I think I know. Yeah, I think I know him.
All right, well...
Was he that crazy guy who would always bring a snake to the ring?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, but, so, he was in a storyline with Randy Savage. I forgot what the storyline was, right?
Mm-hmm.
But all I remember, like, hearing a story about is how, like, you've ever seen, like, that spot where the wrestler is, like, tied up to, like, the ropes and, like, can't escape?
Oh, yeah, and the snake bites him or something?
Yeah, all right. You have at least, I wouldn't say everybody's seen it, but, like, it's an iconic clip.
Yeah.
Well, that was a cobra, and that cobra was defanged, so it could be, like, a safe spot. His Macho Man wouldn't get, injected with venom and fucking die the next day.
Yeah.
But the funny part about it is that after that spot, 2 weeks later, that cobra died. So it's a joke in the wrestling business that, like, Macho Man injected its own venom into the cobra, and that cobra, like,
he was on the roids. He was on the roids, dude.
And, you know, I think next we're going to talk about the New Generation era. And since we're talking about roids,
the New Generation era.
So I know a tad bit more. Worst run in WWE ever. Yeah. And that's when WCW was, like, kicking WWE's ass. I should talk about WWF. I should say WWF. So I think it was around, like, 93 or 92 when Hulk Hogan, like, people started getting sick and tired of Hulk Hogan and shit. Like, he was too much of an egomaniac.
Yeah, from the research I did, it just said early to mid 90s.
Yeah, so Hulk Hogan, I think he left the promotion for a year and then he came back in 93, mm-hmm. right? Because they left, like, the top star power on Bret Hart. All I'm saying is Bret Hart, great worker. Love that guy.
Yeah.
And how would I word this? Like, they brought back Hulk Hogan when Bret Hart was champion. And Vince didn't really see Bret Hart as, like, the top star yet. So they booked him, like, the absolute, like, worst WrestleMania main event ever with Yokozuna. And they didn't trust Bret, right? So they put the title back on Hogan. But, like, Hulk Hogan didn't want to drop the title to Bret, so he dropped it back to Yokozuna after, like, 3 months. So it was bullshit. But the reason behind all of that was because of the fucking, like, steroid trial that they had, right?
Yeah, dude. The WWE, I feel like, well, maybe not to this day, because we have more technology and shit, but back then was just people filled with on the
roids. Everybody was filled with fucking roids, and it nearly single-handedly took down the fucking WWF back then.
Yeah.
And after, like, Hulk Hogan departed, so many, like, wrestlers that, you know, were, like, I guess on juice were sent, like, home. None of them worked there anymore. Like, Hulk Hogan was gone, Randy Savage was gone, like, the Ultimate Warrior was gone. Like, the three, like, biggest, like, stars that, like, were the reason why people watch are gone. And, like, star power was, like, diminished in the New Generation era. And the reason why it was called the New Generation era is because Vince was trying to find other big stars they could be, like, a 6'4", like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
But, like, the absolute, like, slowest wrestler, and Vince would be like, yeah, give that motherfucker the WWE title. That's exactly what happened to Diesel, or Kevin Nash, you could say.
Kevin Nash was 6'7", slow as fuck, dude.
Yeah, and he had, like, the absolute, like, worst title reign. So, yeah, New Generation era fucking sucks. I hate thinking about that era.
But the next one, dude, the Attitude Era, that was...
I'm going to say this. I'm going to go on a little rant. You might get pissed off because you told me it's your favorite.
Dude,
Attitude Era, yeah, it's great. But I do not want wrestling to be like that ever.
What? Dude, you had the Undertaker and what was it? The American Badass Undertaker. You had you had fucking John Cena's debut.
John Cena's debut was in Ruthless Aggression, right?
No, it was in the Attitude Era, no?
No, it was in Ruthless Aggression, buddy. You can't come back. You can't come at me with that.
Never mind. He did it. Yeah, I still remember. All right, he put a promo saying Ruthless Aggression.
Yes, but this is why I don't want wrestling to be like the Attitude Era. I think Attitude Era is too... If you look at everything that happened back then, they did not give a single fuck, bro. They were racist as shit. They did not give a fuck about women, always giving them bras and panties matches and shit.
Oh, yeah.
like there's this, at the Royal Rumble 2000, the one that The Rock won, or you know, the one that Baker should have won, but who gives a fuck about that right now? There was this Japanese stable called Kaientai, right?
Mm-hmm.
And their shtick in the Royal Rumble match is that they would enter, but then get thrown out immediately because they weren't in the Royal Rumble match. Like, them entering the match was like they were pissed off.
Yeah.
And they would get beat the fuck out of me. Like, they would get mauled, right? And when they got thrown out of the ring, this one wrestler, I forgot who it was. I think it was Taka Michinoku.
Yeah.
He got thrown out, like, super, like, high. And he landed directly on his fucking face.
Oh, yeah. I think I know who.
Yeah, and he got severely concussed. And you just hear Jerry Lawler, like, say in the background, like, say on commentary, yo, is there any Chinese hospitals around? And I'm just like, what the fuck, dude? Why? What's the point of that? Like, there was no reason for that.
I that attitude era was a little racist.
Like, I agree. I feel like they were racist, got some...
But they didn't know that they were being racist.
No, as much as I love the Attitude Era, like, I love Stone Cold, Triple H, you know, The Rock. We all know those people. We know The Undertaker. Who doesn't know them? Yeah. But, you know, that style of wrestling, I do not want to go back to that. I do not want to go back to that grungy, like, punk boy who just loves to stick out his wiener because he thinks it's funny or some shit.
But the Ruthless Aggression Era, dude, that one was good. You can't tell me it wasn't good, dude. Come on, Alex.
I didn't. No. All right.
Dude, the Ruthless Aggression was good, dude. You saw the birth of, what was it, of Thuganomics?
We saw John Cena. We saw Batista come up. But we saw Eddie Guerrero win the WWE Championship. That was a great moment. Rest in peace, Eddie Guerrero.
You saw Chris Benoit fucking kill his family.
All right. Yeah, I guess you make me want to talk about that now.
Yeah, dude. Because, like, if you think about it, there's so much stuff that happened in the Ruthless Aggression era.
Yeah, but that, like, to be honest,
that was, yeah, like has never been talked about.
We have completely different opinions on the Ruthless Aggression era.
I liked it.
I think it's shit. I will say this: wrestling improved in the Ruthless Aggression era. So many great matches from that time, like Kurt Angle, Shawn Michaels, or Kurt Angle, Brock. I love Kurt Angle. But
dude, Kurt Angle, Shane McMahon, dude.
Dude, that match was that was Attitude Era, but that match was fucking good.
Really, was it Attitude Era?
Yeah, it was King of the Ring 2001.
Oh shit! Wait, he throws fucking Shane McMahon through the glass and it doesn't break.
That's
and
then King
he throws it to the throws him to the next one and it breaks.
Yep, that's 2001.
Yeah.
But like Bruce's Aggression Era, like that's when WWE like started having like a downpour. So I told you about this earlier, but I wonder what made us so invested, because like we're Gen Zers, we're fucking Zoomers, proud Zoomers, yeah. And we grew up like watching wrestling around like 2007 to like 2000, like until like the PG era, right?
Yeah.
So I want us to think like what made us like wrestling back then. But, like, now, in the current state of wrestling, when I think it's the absolute best it's ever been, why are we not watching it now?
You want to know why?
Why?
Because of the divas. That's why.
What do you mean by...
everyone saw, like, the WWE back then, or wrestling back then, because everyone's like, oh, my God, these girls are fighting in bikinis. Oh, my God, we got to watch it. Like, that's why everyone was invested in that.
Dude, I am so dumb. Like, I honestly, like, with the women in WWE right now, I am so happy that, like, they're wrestling. Because, like,
no, yeah, I know.
The demon shit pisses me off. Like,
it points to the perspective that, like, oh, shit, WWE has come, like it's improved to a great extent that we're not sexualizing these female wrestlers anymore. But at the time, that's why most people were watching. What's it called? Because at the time, back then, most people were watching they would watch the WWE shows on TV, and once this wrestler is not fighting, oh, but she's not, like, for example, she's not hot enough, I'm not gonna watch this fight.
The horny boys, bro. Like, they're I think they're still at that time, there was like extremely like dedicated watchers like watching WWE just because like it's wrestling, like they love this. But other than that, I think Ruthless Aggression is not that good. Like, Triple H and Shawn Michaels drawing dicks over Vince McMahon's face as the DX reunion. I did not like that. It was
dude,
not
DX. Funny. Dude, come on. How did you not like
DX? DX and the Attitude Era is great. But in the Rusev Aggression Era, they had some funny moments, but most of it was just, why?
I guess you could say Evolution came out in the Ruthless Aggression Era.
Yeah, they did. They did.
With Ric Flair, Batista, Randy Orton, Triple H.
But
they were just bad motherfuckers rolling in with fucking suits.
They were a godsend. But other than that, I do not like the Ruthless Aggression Era. I think the worst years of the Ruthless Aggression Era was like 2006 and 2007. And like 2007 is a year when like Chris Benoit nearly fucking ended wrestling as a whole because he murdered his family. So as much as I like Chris Benoit's work, I fucking hate the dude.
Like, as a wrestling fan, you gotta admire his work because shit, dude, that guy was amazing. He was like, I was watching a documentary not too long ago about it, about like the situation and the aftermath.
It was Dark Side of the Ring, right?
Yeah, that one. The one on Vice?
All I'm saying is, if you guys are watching right now, listen to fucking watch Dark Side of the Ring. It's such a good docuseries.
Yeah, such a great documentary. It talks about Eddie Guerrero and his and Chris Benoit's relationship. And how from there, Chris Guerrero just, like, I guess you could say his marital status just went downhill. Yeah, because, like, he was just such a good friend with Chris Benoit. But, yeah, like, you can't not like Chris Benoit because of what he did outside of the ring. Inside the ring, phenomenal fucking wrestler. But outside, I guess, he had his demon, so, like, yeah, but inside the ring, you gotta respect the man.
Yeah, that WrestleMania 20 moment where Eddie Guerrero and Chris Benoit are holding the titles, that shit is godsend.
So let's move on to the PG era, dude. The PG era, the. What can we talk about now?
I just got an email. Fuck that email. Man, dude, I don't even.
The PG era, dude, what did you have about the PG era?
That's when, like, John Cena was, like, you know, that's when people started realizing, like, oh my god, John Cena. But I think PG era was, like, the absolute worst.
It was pretty bad. But I guess you could say, like, the one time that I was, like, super invested into it was when, you remember Nexus?
Yeah, no, I agree with that. But then they fucking murdered, like, the Nexus, dude.
They gave it to CM Punk, and, like, it was terrible.
The only good thing I will say about the PG era, and I know I already talked about it, but, like, that feud with John Cena and CM Punk.
Oh, yeah, that was amazing.
And then he
dropped a promo.
The pipe bomb, bro, dude.
Dude, that pipe bomb is legendary. I sometimes watch it from time to time and just listen to it and be like, how the fuck did he get away with it? He didn't like. He got away with it, and they cut his mic off. But shit, he got away with saying so much stuff.
And honestly, it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. Like, you know, wrestling. Honestly, like, it didn't change after that pipe bomb. And honestly, I wish it did because WWE is at a shitty state right now. And like the pipe bomb, basically description, like pipe bomb is about like the current state of like WWE back then, how they focused to catering to like the kids, and how they're not using top stars and shit. Yeah. So CM Punk was like all pissed off about that. But, you know, that promo was a godsend. That feud was a godsend. I fucking love that feud.
Yeah, and then I guess you got the reality era. I don't know. After the PG era, I don't know much about these two eras.
What year is the reality era?
From the research I did, it was 2014 to 2016. Only 2 years.
2014 to 2016. So
like, what happened in the state of wrestling in those 2 years?
I think that's when WWE started becoming like more
like could you say that they became more involved like with like bigger companies, bigger streaming companies? Because I know like
that's when WWE Network was born in 2014. So I know that. Yeah. I think WWE was those years were like its last like amazing years that they had passed on after 2016.
Yeah,
because like 2016 is my favorite fucking year like WWE like ever, dude.
What happened in 2016 though?
2016 is like when they brought back the draft. AJ Styles made his debut. What's it called, like NXT was on the rise. 2015 was the year when the, you know, Bayley versus Sasha Banks happened. That was That's a great match.
Oh, yeah. It was
2014, yeah. Daniel Bryan won the, you know, the WWE World Heavyweight Championship at WrestleMania. Good moment.
Yeah.
Those three years in general, like, are like the best, I think.
Yeah, they were interesting to say the least, because I, for example, from my perspective, that I stopped watching wrestling around maybe 2013. Because, like, for some reason, like, I just didn't find it interesting anymore. But, like, I obviously kept up with it, and I still keep up with it now, but, like, more on the business side. But, like, it was interesting to say how, like, they, like, bashed Daniel Bryan and this and that, and then out of nowhere, he goes on to win this triple threat match.
Dude.
Because it was a triple threat match, no?
Yeah, it was a triple threat match against Randy Orton and Batista.
But, like, basically, Randy Orton and Batista were on, like, working
together. They were actually like, so the story behind that is that Daniel Bryan was never meant to get that WrestleMania rematch.
Yeah, he was never meant to get that rematch.
It was supposed to be Batista and Randy Orton, and like, people were fucking pissed when they knew about that. They were like, yo, we're gonna hijack this fucking show, and they just hijacked every single show until they made their voices heard, and we got Daniel Bryan, dude. Like, it would have never happened.
That's when it happened. The Yes Movement was going on and shit,
bro. Yes, woman is God's here. I love Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, I can't wait to see him
this Sunday.
I believe those were like, I guess you could say from 2008 to 2016, that was like, I guess for me, they weren't peak years, but they were mostly like, oh shit, like that just happened, like interesting years. From 2016 now, it's just really boring.
Yeah, not like last good year, I think 2016 is like the last good year of WWE. But I think the last, all right, since I think we're moving on to another era, I don't know what
the fuck. Yeah, the new era is called. It's from 2016 to now.
So it's been going on for 5 years. There's been good moments. We've had amazing takeovers. We had the Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa feud in NXT. That shit is amazing.
What's it called? Rey Mysterio came back, didn't he, in these years?
2018 in that Royal Rumble. Andrade versus Johnny Gargano. We got, we saw so many, like, stars come in. Adam Cole.
No, you saw so many stars, but, like that's on the other brand. That's on NXT.
This is when they started, like, panic buying, like, all the stars they had, and, like, NXT was great. But it's still technically WWE. I will kind of a part of that. But, like, Raw related? Not much, really. Like,
yeah, like, that
matter.
I'm telling you, I stopped watching wrestling like around 2015, like maybe 2014, something like that. But like now, I'm just like, well, what the fuck? Like I'll keep up with it because it's on my Instagram. But I'm not gonna fucking watch. I'm not gonna go and watch it. You know?
Yeah. No, that makes sense. I don't know. I like mostly all the great things happen in NXT, but WWE like. At the start of 2020, God damn it, dude. I fucking hate the pandemic so much, dude. They ruined it. We would have had the best fucking WrestleMania in years. We had Edge returning. We had Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens, bro. We were going to get Roman Reigns versus Goldberg. Like, I didn't want that. I don't want that match. But, like, it was going to happen. I would have been perfectly fine with that. We could have gotten Bray Wyatt versus John Cena, The Fiend. I mean, we had the Firefly Funhouse match. That shit is fucking good. But, like, I think, like, early 2020... was like the last good time in WWE like itself after like the pandemic began, like that's when it started like really going to shit.
Yeah, like, I feel like once a pandemic hit, WWE just went to like rebranding.
Yeah, they like again, like last year or like what they've done this year, they released like a couple stars at the start of the pandemic due to like budget cuts, bullshit reason.
Yeah.
But you know, I wouldn't say it was completely all bad at the start of the pandemic. Like, honestly, I kind of miss, like, when they were wrestling in that performance center, like, in an empty crowd for some reason. Because, like, dude, Bayley and Sasha Banks were good. Drew McIntyre, WWE champion, was great.
Yeah, I remember
him. Like, I currently don't like Drew McIntyre right now, honestly. I don't know why. I just don't. They made me hate him for some reason. But, like, those two things, like, kept me watching in the pandemic years. And, like, you know, I wouldn't say it was great. I kind of... had like the worst like mental state in the pandemic. I think all of us did.
Yeah.
But like those two things just like kept me sane in a way. When I was like fucking like sad, like I couldn't see my friends or some shit.
No, yeah, dude. I like wrestling nowadays. I feel like, especially with this new, with the new brand AEW, it's just more, I feel like it's just more competitive now. That it, I feel like it's at its competitive peak between two big brands, that like at this point, WWE may bring back any type of wrestler.
No, yeah, like it's obvious, dude. Like SummerSlam, they brought back fucking Goldberg again. I just want to see that guy like gone.
Yeah, but yeah, dude. And then one last question, and then we'll take it because we'll be done because we're going on an hour and five. Who, in your opinion, is the GOAT of all wrestling all time, dude? Like, the guy that was like shit, like he's fighting like that had you like at on the edge of your seat, like with your face up against the TV, like who was that guy to you? Who was that guy, Alex?
Fuck,
that's a tough question.
Like I'm not, man. Fuck me.
Because you can't be very interesting.
Like, are we talking about, like, overall top stars? Like, the biggest overall, stars?
Who's on the Mount Rushmore of, I don't know how to say it, WWE, in your opinion? Not right now, but, like, of all time. And, that and like, who is that guy for you?
Remember, I might, if, like, anybody from, like, the wrestling community, like, hears me say this, I'm going to say it's fucking John Cena.
Yeah, dude. Exactly. John Cena is that guy, and you can't get mad.
I don't give a fuck what he did, or obviously I care about like all the burials he did. It kind of pisses me off, or like how he was. Honestly, as a promo, John Cena is great. As a character, he's like a piece of shit. But like other than that, John Cena is a great kickout artist. He's a great wrestler. I am thankful for his part time run in like 2015 to now. He's been putting the best work of his life. Yeah. I think it's John Cena, bro, honestly.
To me, when people say WWE, the first guy that comes to your mind is John Cena.
It has to be, bro.
And like, fuck all the movies that he's making and all that. If he wasn't making movies, the first guy that you'd say is John Cena. Because that John Cena is that guy, dude. Exactly. He is that guy.
I'm going to say this, personal opinion, but John Cena makes better movies than The Rock.
Oh, yeah, for sure. The Rock's movies are fucking terrible.
Honestly, I honestly like the Fast and Furious series. Like, after like Paul Walker, like, after like, which one was the one that Paul Walker is? Well, like, the one that
I think it's the, I think it's seven.
Seven. Like, after like seven and like The Rock, like, being there, that's when like the series like really started to like have like low momentum. Like,
yeah,
I don't know. Anything with The Rock in like film is just not. I really like the Jumanji movies.
Jumanji is the most dumbest movies ever.
Loki, that's the only time I ever liked The Rock and Kevin Hart together.
Yeah, but like The Rock, don't get me wrong, The Rock did what most wrestlers can do. He is that guy that what's it called? He is he was that guy that said, "I'm gonna take a break from wrestling. Let me go see what else I'm good at." And I feel like that's what like sparked the thing in John Cena's mind, is like, shit, like, if The Rock can fucking do it, I can probably fucking do it too.
And he did it better.
And he's doing it way better now, dude. The Suicide Squad, bro, fucking amazing movie.
Dude, that shit, me, Evan, and Ethan, and Jared, we watched it, and we're just like, this is a damn good movie. It was gory as fuck, but it's honestly a good movie.
It's a great movie. Not Oscar worthy, obviously, but, like for the boys, and you're just, like, watching it, you're like, oh, shit, like you're invested in the movie.
It was a good movie, though. I'm willing to admit that. Better than the first Suicide Squad. James Gunn directed it, bro. Like, if it's James Gunn, it's James Gunn.
Yeah, dude. All
right. Yeah. All right, hold up. I got a question for you.
All right. I don't get these at all. All
right. Yeah, I'm going to be your first, all right? I'm the reason why I'm a godsend, all right?
All right.
If I became a fucking wrestler, bro, would you support me, bro?
I obviously have. Like, it's not like I have to, but I'd be like, oh shit, he's actually doing what he wants, like, from like a he's actually like, I guess you could say, breaking a barrier, because most kids now, they're like, I'm not gonna become a fucking professional wrestler. But like most, like, people nowadays are like, well, like, professional wrestling, you gotta be like Bill and you gotta do this and that. But like, dude, I'd obviously fucking support you. Cause shit, you're doing what you wanted to do from like, I guess you could say, a young age. So it's fucking amazing.
I think my thing is like, all right, I'm gonna like sound like a fucking like little like, how would I say this? Like a little like suck up, no, like a little like sad little like, you know, loner or some shit. But I think like honestly, given how like my life, I don't want to get in, I don't want to get too personal about it. But like I think like the only thing I really have left to do is wrestling. Yeah, it's wrestling, right? Because like I already tried to do music. I can't fucking learn how to play fucking piano. It's stupid because I have a piano, and I want to do something art related. But you know, that's like everything I want to do is a 1 in a million chance. And wrestling, I feel like that's the only other chance I have left, and I haven't done anything related to it. So I want to give it a shot, but it's so dumb because we don't have any wrestling schools here. We don't have any like where we are, or like you're in San Antonio, right?
Yeah, there's one here.
Yeah, that's the one like Shawn Michaels like created, right? So you know, I obviously want to go there, but you know, I'm not there, so it's really like hard for me to try making a living. But like you have no idea, like if I think if I put myself into it, like I already have like so many ideas. I already have like a name for like this character I want to do. Like it's an imagination. I found like I sound stupid talking about it because like what if it doesn't happen? But I'm just gonna like, you know, spoil it, all of it here.
Yeah,
I have the name for it. Probably like I'm still thinking of like a proper name, but I've always thought of the name like Austin Vega.
Yeah,
so
dude, like that whole thing of like, because like once again, it's an industry. It's like, oh, how fuck do I get into the comedy scene, the stand up scene? How do I get into like these like, how do I get into movies and stuff like that? Like you have to have the initiative to be like to you have to have the initiative to go out there and put yourself out there. Like for example, well, I don't know if you know the comedian Joey Diaz.
Yeah,
that guy to me is the greatest comedian to ever do stand up. He is just the greatest to me.
Yeah.
If I don't meet him in my life, I did something wrong. But that guy's just great to me. But he has a very interesting, I don't know, he has a very interesting upbringing. He was from New Jersey. His mom was a single mother, Cuban. He hung out with the wrong people. He was doing drugs at a young age. But he found his way in jail, and because he did some time. He found his way in prison, doing stand up there. But it's something that you have to take initiative, because once he got out of jail, he thought, he's like, well, fuck. People said I was good at stand up in jail. Well, shit. Why don't people think that I'm good out over here in the real world? So that's where he started going to the shows and like taking the initiative to go out there and like in I guess you could say in some words promote himself. So like I feel like everyone can do whatever they put their mind to if they have the initiative to do what they need. To do what is required for them, you know what I mean? So dude, if what you need is just that initiative, then fucking go for it, dude. I feel like all of our friends would like shit, dude, would be fucking like proud for you. Because dude, at the end of the day, like it's one of your dreams and shit. Go ahead and do it, dude.
Alright, so like it kinda relates to like whatever like you said about Joey Diaz, and I'm not gonna like, you know, dwell too much about it, but you know, I lost someone at an early age, and I think the reason why I've always wanted to do wrestling was because I just want to do something to like make him feel proud of me, watch him over me, and because I haven't felt like I've done that yet in my living. So like I just want to give wrestling a shot. If I could like find money to go to a wrestling school, I would fucking take it. I would do whatever it fucking takes. Like you know, it sucks because like I always have a fucking heart disease. Cardio is all my best thing, and wrestling is just like pure cardio. But if I could do it and like I had the money to try and become and like a wrestler and like do this, I'd be happy. And if I make it somewhere, dude, like fuck, dude, like it would be like a life changer. It'd be a game changer for me.
Yeah, dude, go ahead, dude. Like fuck, it's not, once again, like it's a tough choice to go, like for everyone to just go out there and just be like, fuck, I want to do this, but I don't know if I'm gonna be good off the rip and stuff like that. It's practice. Everything takes practice. Like you gotta have like the patience to be like, fuck, I'm like I gotta try this move again. I gotta go to this comedy stand up now. So you know what I mean? It's more about practice and practice. But dude, if you do it, bro, shit, I obviously support you. And I think all of our friends would support you.
All I'm saying is, I mean, I know we're already going overboard on the time and shit, but so we, you know how like there's like rec rooms in like all like universities.
Yeah.
So in ours over here at UTOGB, we have like this little like sparring area, and dude, like Evan was like just asked me like wrestle me.
Dude, Evan's and, fucking like, terrible.
No. He, I wouldn't say he's bad. He's not bad. I mean, I'm not, I like honestly like going up against him, like it's tough because like you know Evan's a big boy. Yeah. I can't really like do much with that. I'm a fucking twig. So like, but you know, he told me like after like, you know, honestly, you do good, bro. Like you're hard to take down. I'm like, gee, thanks, bro. Like honestly, like I thought, I still think about it. Like Evan, if like you're hearing this, like you know that honestly that meant a lot for some reason.
Yeah, like it's it, everyone just like needs to take the practice, but nah, dude, I say you go ahead and do it.
I want to try, bro, but shit, I need money. If we could share this podcast episode like to everywhere, bro. Let's get Tony Khan to hear it. Get Tony Khan to sign me to AEW, please.
All right, that's a big leap, buddy. But all right,
we gotta share this, bro. Share it on Twitter at AEW, please. We're gonna get this. Mention them.
All right, bro. Thank you for being here, dude. Thank you. Like, it was a great podcast. You know, we're talking about things like for me, wrestling to me was at some point was like not my life, but I was like, oh shit, like I have to watch this show and this and that. Like, it was very interesting to me. But thank you for being here, dude. It actually like not in a sense opened up my, but it brought not opened up my like my mind, but it brought so much memories that I really appreciate you for being here, dude.
You said thank you for having me, but nah, like. Nah, thanks, homie. Thank you for inviting me on the show, bro. I greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, man. No problem. All right, guys. Well, thank you once again, guys, for listening to the Incredibly Disappointing Podcast. If you made it through, give me a follow on Spotify. I'd really appreciate it. Share it on your socials. And yeah, once again, the Incredibly Disappointing Podcast is me just having me, your host, Diego Rana, just having friends over and talking about what interests them, what's going on in their lives, the great memories that we've made. So once again, Alex, thank you for being here, and we're out. Yes.
Hold on. Before we go off. Sorry, bro. I drag it on.
What are you doing, dude?
Like I said, bro, share it, bro. Give me recognition and subscribe to my YouTube channel. All right. Weeb Dweeb MOG, bro.
Say it again.
Weeb Dweeb MOG. Go subscribe, bro. I got a 69 subscriber special coming in.
All right, guys. Thank you for listening and good night.
Good night, everyone.